It was November 1st, 1666, when a young farmer named Abraham Morton took his one final agonizing breath. You see, he was the last of 260 people to die of the bubonic plague in the remote village of Eyam in Derbyshire, England. His fate had been sealed 4 months earlier when the villagers decided to shut themselves off from the rest of the world, a sacrifice they made in an attempt to save the lives of their neighbors in the surrounding villages. The nightmare began in September of 1665 when the local tailor received a package from England or from London containing various cloths to use in his shop. Upon its arrival, the tailor noticed the contents were damp and wet, so he hung them to dry in front of his fireplace, not realizing the cloth was host to fleas carrying the plague. The tailor was dead within the week, and the pestilence spread rapidly throughout the village. Panic broke out, and many made preparations to flee. But it was at this time when two local clergymen intervened and decided to plead with the townsfolk that in order to save countless more lives, they all needed to stay in town and isolate themselves from the outside world. The townspeople were moved by the two men's words and collectively decided to make the ultimate sacrifice and seal themselves in the village. They created a stone boundary around the town, and no one was allowed out, and no one was allowed to make entry in. People from the surrounding areas would bring food and clothing to the disease-ridden town and leave the items on the wall. The townspeople would leave money in a small stone well that had been filled with a solution of water and vinegar to disinfect the coins. Within the confines of the stone wall, the disease was unrelenting, killing arbitrarily. No family was untouched. By the following August, two-thirds of the inhabitants had died. By November, the plague had finally subdued, and of the original 350 occupants, only 90 had survived. However, it is not the statistics of this story that are noteworthy. You see, this death toll is typical of the mortality rate of this deadly disease. The extraordinary part of this story is the villagers' selfless act of bravery that saved an unimaginable amount of lives of nameless people they had never met. If they would have fled the town in all directions in an attempt to save their own lives, most of them unknowingly would have spread the disease to all those they encountered. Today, I share with you the story of another man who gave up his life in order to save the lives of fellow men. Although this man did not die of a disease that infected his flesh, nor did he save those from a physical pestilence, but rather he offered salvation from a damning pestilence that consumes the soul and rots men from the inside out, the disease of sin. The man Jesus, the Son of the living God, became sin on our behalf that we might become the righteousness of God. In 2 Corinthians 5:21, God knew the only way to save man from this disease was to send his Son to earth and give up his life for us. Much like the villagers who sealed themselves in to contain the plague, Jesus took our sins upon himself, died on the cross, and was sealed in that tomb, and took sin with him to the grave. Until the third day when God raised him from the dead. Now, those villagers' sacrifice was great, but it was still temporal. The sacrifice that Jesus made is eternal. Romans 6:5-11 says, "For if we have become united with him in the likeness of his death, certainly we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection. Knowing this, that our old self was crucified with him, that our body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves to sin, for he who has died is freed from sin. Now if we have died with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him, knowing that Christ, having been raised from the dead, is neither to die again. Death no longer is master over him, for the death that he died to sin once and for all, that the life he lives to God. Even so, consider yourselves to be dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus. Christ died for us. He cleansed us of that rotting disease of sin at baptism, and now we live in him. Today we remember this sacrifice as we partake of this bread, which represents his body. Think about how his body became sin on our behalf. As we partake of this juice that represents his blood, think about how he cleansed us from our sins that we might live in him. Our Father and gracious Lord, we thank you, God, so much for this day you blessed us with. We cannot thank you enough, Lord, and praise you for this time that we could come and remember that amazing sacrifice, Lord, that you gave your only begotten Son, Lord, to come to this earth to become our sin for our benefit, Lord, that we know we could never be deserving of this, Lord, but it was out of your amazing love and amazing grace, Lord, that you have for us, God, that you sacrificed your Son for us, Lord. And just please, Lord God, forgive us for when we sin and fall short. Please, Lord God, help us to strive each day all the harder to live a life for you and live a life for your Son. And just please, Lord, help us to partake of these emblems in a worthy manner, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.